from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Nah. It's cloudy with what of Curry's?
With a chance.
It's more than a chance. I didn't like that one. The Golden Dagger I'll take. Noah Eagle. Ian Sun. Along with Dwayne Wade. Whew! This guy's on fire.
Get him off my television!
Oh, I thought you said he captured the moment.
No, the lead play-by-play analyst. What's my guy's name?
Well, then give Wade credit for laying out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry put on a show.
The chef!
Hell of a debut for Curry and Wade, am I right?
I would agree. I would agree. Just spectacular. Curry was absolutely spectacular. Yay! Now do you feel bad for him because he got no help this summer? You know, depending on how you look at it, wow. Let me ask Warrior fans this. The phrase all in. All in. If I said, do you think the Warriors went all in for Paul George and Markkanen? My answer would be, no, they didn't. I don't think they did. I think they could have gotten Markkanen for sure if they wanted him. Okay? And now looking at Paul George, I mean, you could have just kept throwing stuff at them and maybe gotten them to bite, even though they didn't want to get into the second apron. And so when you see Steph Curry do what he did on Saturday, do you think Joe Lacob's got to revisit something like this?
It was a very aggressive opportunity, a very aggressive play on our part. That we went after some players, and you look. This is no surprise. It's been reported at the trade deadline as well as around free agency. We've taken a couple of big swings. I'm sure other teams take big swings too, and you know we haven't been able to pull it off. It doesn't mean that we're not trying. You know, it just means that it's very hard to do. You have to get two sides willing to do it.
So that was Joe Lacob referencing the call that he made in February to the Lakers about LeBron James, and to a lesser extent, talking probably about the pursuit of Paul George, Markkanen, etc. Do they got to revisit it now and try harder? That's what I'm wondering what Warrior fans are thinking at 888-957-9570. What do you think now, Goo?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's nobody available right now.
Gotcha.
But there are always players who come available with the coming of a new season, and there'll be somebody who might be gettable in November, December, January. So, seeing what you saw, does it become more imperative that the Warriors get this guy some help?
Yeah, and yes, and it's been that way, and that's why people, you guys could call me naive, but unless you know for a fact, Jack, you cannot tell me I'm wrong when I sit back and think the Warriors went all in, one to get Paul George. I think that was personal, Steiny. I think Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and Lacob's son and everybody involved know just how great, and we had Kirk on our show, Kirk Lacob, about a month ago at the team store, and he told us, and he spoke just glowingly of Steph Curry and how he takes care of himself. So then you get to marketing. And then I'm like, okay, what happened with marketing? We heard the reports, but after the reports, people out here were down on his game, but the team damn near gave him $300 million. So to me, that tells me they really, really didn't want to get off of him. And they don't look at Kuminga or Pods as guys that they're going to build their franchise and start over with. So I'm taking Joe Lacob at his word. I do believe they went all in. And back to your million-dollar question about moving forward, or let's just say, you know, the deadline this year, Bonte left out of here and said, Goo, would you want LeBron James? And I'm telling Tater Mac, hell yes, because this is what Steph was talking about. And it's imperative that you get him a bona fide, not a it rotates number two. You gotta get a number two. So whatever that takes, Malcolm X, any means necessary.
Well, they had an opportunity apparently to get marketed, and they didn't want to give up Podziemski.
Yeah, but what if Utah didn't want Pods to get rid of marketing?
Of course they did.
You can't prove that.
Well,
of course they did. That's hearsay, and I'm not saying
it's not hearsay. It's a report
from who?
From multiple NBA writers saying that Podziemski was the guy that Ainge wanted big time.
Yeah.
And the reason he wanted him big time is because he's under contract at really fair money.
Okay, so, and I'm just saying, to that ideology, you're going to give the guy that you're willing to give up for Pods because he's so cheap, and then you're going to turn around and give him $300 million? That tells me you like marketing more than a lot of people are letting on. Or think.
You don't think the Warriors had any chance at marketing?
I don't think Pods or Kuminga are the reason they didn't get him. I think the Jazz did not want to get rid of marketing.
I think highly of. Well, why did they take calls for 6 weeks?
The same reason the Clippers had the Warriors thinking they had action on getting George.
But they were losing Paul George, is what I'm saying. First of all, I don't think the Utah Jazz wanted Kuminga. To me, that's the exact same thing as Brandon Ayuk.
You think so?
Yes. It's like, so you want us to give up something, take Kuminga for the right to pay him more than Markkanen. Like, why would they do that? But now, Podziemski, if they're like, no deal without Podziemski, my question is, looking at what Steph Curry did, would you have thrown in Podziemski if that's the one that, would you have thrown in an extra first if that would have gotten it done?
I got to believe Joe Lacob, they would have. Like, if that was holding up the...
I vehemently disagree with you.
Wow.
I feel like when I saw them sign, okay, when I saw Lauri Markkanen sign for $228,
yeah,
and I see reports that the Warriors package was centered on Moody, that does not tell me they went all in. That's all. It does not tell me they went all in. And listen, if you don't think they should have gone all in, regardless of what Curry did or didn't do, I get it. But I absolutely, the day Markkanen signed, I really felt like, okay, they could have gotten Markkanen if they really wanted to get him.
Do you think they regret that now?
They thought it was a bad deal. They thought it was going to be a bad deal what they were going to have to give up for Markkanen. I think.
Yeah.
Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great conversation. Happy money. Listen, first of all, Curry should have been MVP. I know that LeBron pretty much carried the team. I think he was the most enthusiastic throughout the event. But I mean, it's about the moments, man. And Steph reminded us again. And by the way, Guru, we don't need to be reminded how great Steph is. The Fort Warrior fans know how great Steph is. So this, right. this didn't change anything. It just made it more impactful. But the worry I have going into this year, guys, and I think that we know Steph's a superstar. He's not just a star. He's a superstar. So I keep saying to surround him with these guys that you're bringing on a team, just I call them J-Bogs, just a bunch of guys, right? And you're playing them with a superstar. I mean, I think Lakers taking a big risk. They better get off to a good start, because if we're talking midseason and this team is mediocre, Steph's going to be looking around and rolling his eyes saying, what's going on? So I think that we got a problem. And the other thing is regarding the whole thing with the trade. I don't believe they were all in.
Oh, wow.
I disagree with you, Guru, on that. I think that they postured and they want the fans to believe they were all in. But I didn't even believe they were all in on PG3. I didn't believe that. So when it came to marketing, I could see that coming. Lakers saying that Pods was a superstar, going to be an all-star. And come on, man. He's trying to sell us on going with these young guys. But I'm worried that it's not going to work. The whole thing with Kuminga, what kind of attitude is he going to have when he's trying to get an extension?
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk involved. I wish we should have gone out and gotten somebody. It didn't have to be marketing or even PG3. There's other guys, I mean, below the radar, they probably could have gotten that are better than the guys they have. So if this team doesn't get off to a good start, guys, I'm worried. That's all I got. Thanks.
And Donnie, let me just go real quick, because I just had the thought. You tell me what you think. Do you think in a crazy world, we talked about what effect Curry, the guys around Curry, just being around that greatness would have on his mentals. Do you think now that the Olympics are over, he closed it out, had a great experience, that maybe his cord will be short if the Warriors, to Austin's point, don't get off to a great start? In a crazy world, could this be the worst thing to happen, that Curry tasted this success and was reminded of what big time basketball is about, to where if they don't get off to a great start, Steiny, he might, as they say in the streets, flash quicker than had he not had this Olympic experience?
Maybe.
Wow.
I think you got to allow for that possibility. I mean, if Steph Curry finishes out, I mean, I just look at that.
Man.
I don't know if it's logically or not, but I look at it. Yeah, Steph Curry just had another crowning achievement 2 days ago. He said he had more fun in these last 40 games than he's had in a long, long time.
He did say that.
He's coming into training camp in a couple weeks. He's going to see Pods. He's going to see Kuminga. He will not see Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's not going to be practicing with him in training camp. So what Austin is saying is, because of everything that's happened, because they didn't get Paul George, because they didn't get Markkanen, because Steph Curry just proved again that he's one of the greatest players in the game, mm-hmm. might Steph Curry think before he normally would, you know what, this just isn't working here? I'm looking around the league, and LeBron's got Anthony Davis, and Luka's got Kyrie. Maybe Steph looks and says, you know what? I don't care how great I am. We're going nowhere with just me. So I think, what Austin's saying is that there's two ways to look at it. One is the Warriors now feel pressure, like they always should have, to get Steph Curry some help. But maybe Steph Curry's fuse or Steph Curry's mindset changes because he wants to get somewhere with a better player than the Warriors currently have on their team right now.
And you know I get excited. And when you do that tandem exercise, I just get goosebumps. But for so long, Curry always had his Robin. It was Klay, then it was Durant. And now, Steiny, in a year that they're coming off of not making the playoffs and the Jordan Poole fiasco, not saying he was ever that, he was the Robin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the first couple, now all of a sudden the reality is my man doesn't have any help.
Well, not as much as some other guys.
But apparently, there's not one name I could give you. Well, we got a guy that does a podcast and gets all the stuff on the social media. But as far as Steph and who else, it's crickets right now. And that's a damn shame. Well, it is crickets. Jiminy Crickets. That's who Steph's... I'd ask you to give me a name right
of
now.
What?
Of his. You could just pick on his team. Would you go Kuminga or would you go Dre?
Doesn't matter. It's not good enough.
Wow.
It's not good enough.
Hang on.
Zach's in Redwood City. What's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's good, guys? I'm glad that you talked about Jim Harbaugh last time I called and pulled up that clip, because that was just really comical. But I just wanted to, you know, when Steph, you know, I agree that he should have won MVP, but, you know, LeBron was a heavy, heavy favorite. That said, if you go back and watch his press conference or his post-game, talk right after that, right after the win, I think that was a direct shot at the Warriors front office saying, come get me some help, because you look at every single guy, whether it's KD or LeBron, right, and they have help on their team. That said, I called into the roast this morning, and I'm looking at a guy in Memphis, Jaren Jackson. I'm not really sure Jaren Jackson is available, but if I'm the Warriors, you got to start at least making some calls. And the point I wanted to make up is who are you going to get, right? Because Lauri Markkanen's gone, and I agree with the last caller that I think that was all a bunch of BS, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think the Warriors were all in on Lauri. I don't think they were all in on PG. So I'm looking, and I'm like, well, maybe Jaren Jackson. He's a defensive player of the year. Michigan State alum, you pair him with a guy like Draymond for his first couple years, and he takes the reins. So, I don't know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, too.
I mean, I think I said this a couple weeks ago. Or no, I said it last week, and you tell me if you guys agree with it. And it's that I do think the Warriors are kind of trying to have it both ways. And what I mean by that is Joe Lacob and the Warriors continue to talk about finding a big boy to put next to Steph Curry.
Yeah, right.
But I keep reading from Shelburne and Fisher and Shams that the Warriors do not want to give up Pajemski or Kuminga because they view them as part of the future. So which is it? If you're not willing to give up Kuminga, Pajemski, and a couple picks, you're not going to get a big boy.
Right.
You're not.
And tell Steph and saying
you're going to get him, I think is insulting to fans who know it's going to take more than that to get the kind of guy we're talking about next to Steph Curry.
And you don't think he knows that, Steiny? Maybe that's why he said what he said in Vegas. But it's interesting. It's like, hey, Steiny, I want to go get a pair of Jordans. Well, you could want to go get them all day and have the money, but when you get in there and they're out, that you can't get them. There's no – like, Jaren Jackson, I believe the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be a problem. I think just collectively they grew. Without Ja, why would they jetson Jaren Jackson Jr.? I think Memphis is, I got to be careful here. They're going to be improved. And I know they got Edie, but man, Steiny, I'm sitting here thinking what they need. Like, there are no names that are realistic right now until next year's deadline.
I mean, you'd be surprised. We know how it works. I mean, and I'm not saying this is the guy, but you know, it's not a guy that's okay. going to interest the Warriors. But you think you couldn't get Trae Young right now from Atlanta if you really wanted him? I think you probably could.
I always like me some Trae.
You want to go get? Let's see, who else? I bet you could get one of Denver's guys, believe it or not, because they got to figure some stuff out. Portland. You want a Jeremy Grant? Mm-hmm. Is that enough? Probably not. But you know how it works. When Joel Embiid gets hurt this year and Philly's chances go down the drain, maybe they'll have a guy or two available.
He's too old.
Cleveland's got some guys who are pretty good. I don't know if they'd be number twos to Steph Curry, but they'd probably help make you better.
Wow, man. And the season, I know, Stoddy, the Olympics just finished, but it's coming fast. We're talking about football all day and how excited we are, but the NBA is right behind it. And in a year where the Warriors didn't make the offs, we need to see if Melton, Slow-Mo, and Buddy Hield are going to change the four, you know? Like, there's no Clay to blame now. This is crazy.
Mike's in Oakland. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what I think that what Steph did in the Olympics, obviously at the last game versus France, he created something great. He is the guy. He is the man. He can do it. And I think he created something with the Warriors that as well, because it's an attraction. Come play with us. Steph's the guy. Steph, I could play with Steph. I want to play with Steph. So that's what I think, that it kind of helped us a little bit on the Warriors side to say, hey, I want to come to the Golden State. I want to see what we could get. And it's going to help them reach out to others who they do need, who we need, so we can succeed, at least get a playoff run and go from there. So Steph does it again. And actually is recruiting. He can help recruit, and I think that's a good thing for us.
Appreciate the call. I mean, there's one right there. The
What you got?
This is what I mean. This is what I mean, and it's specific. Okay, it's specific. But who's available? Okay, I don't know who's available, but watching the NBA over the last 40 years, people come available. That's the one thing I've learned. Well, like who, Steiny? And I say, okay, this guy would not fit on the Warriors, but a player like Trae Young, a team could probably go get this year. And here we go.
What do you got?
Trae Young, Steiny? Are you trolling? Trae Young, Steiny? Are you trying to get worse on defense? See, that's what I mean. I didn't say the Warriors should go get Trae Young. I used him as an example of a player of a certain stature that becomes available. All right? So I made a list. You know, you want to get Zach LaVine? Okay, you don't think he's good enough to be a number two? All right, that's fine.
Health concerns.
What about, could you get one of Phoenix's big three? Booker, Beal, Durant? Well, you probably don't think Beal's good enough, which is fine. What about Zion? Could you go get Zion Williamson? There's no chance he's happy.
Ingram. There's no chance. There's a realistic possibility, but I don't know if he's ready.
I think Williamson's going to be available at some point. Mm. No way he wants to stay there.
He needs to lay off that gumbo.
And that's why you got to, you know, LaMelo Ball. Does he do it for you? I don't know. He's probably not quite good enough. You'd look like a better number two. But somebody's going to become available. And the question is that guy going to be good enough to form a partnership with Curry that gets them back into the mix? You got to figure out who that player is and if he's available.
Yeah. I'm just up here thinking about next year and everything, being proactive, Snotty, because it's easy for me to do when I'm thinking about what was the biggest disclaimer about the Warriors season last year, and it was something that I was fighting against, hoping it could get rectified, and it didn't. And that was Wiggins and Kuminga coexisting. So I was thinking maybe one of these moves would alleviate that and one of the guys would be gone. But the bottom line is they're both here, and I'm still having that same thought that just, you know, I just got a pit in my stomach, like, how is that going to get fixed? And you talk about guys fitting the Warriors. How about this? You got guys on the Warriors that don't fit the Warriors.
Well, then they're in trouble. You know, then they are in a little bit of trouble. 650. Would you trade? Steiny, I'm trading Draymond Green, Kuminga, Pajemski, and 3 firsts for KD and Booker. Who says no?
Yeah.
How about one of them? Would you give up Green, Kuminga, Pods, and 3 firsts for Booker or KD?
In a Booker, I would.
Yeah. What about KD?
I think the end is near.
So,
and I love him.
But this is what I mean. If the Phoenix Suns says you want KD, we'll give him to you for Draymond, Kuminga, Pods, and 3 firsts. All in means you make that deal if you're the Warriors.
But you hate. Well, you're not saying you would do it, but 3 firsts? Damn!
I wouldn't, but
2031 Warriors,
I think there are a lot of the fans that would. And Steph Curry just reminded us all that he can close.
Steiny, I just thinking about it, man.
I mean, my question is, do you watch a game like Saturday and say, we're more likely now? What do you think? Is it more likely the Warriors actually get somebody in here as a bona fide number two for Steph Curry? Or do you look at that game and look at how much fun he was having and look at the joy he was playing with and think, he's more likely to want out now, to put himself in a position to play more of those kind of games, because he hasn't played in a lot of those kind of games in the last couple of years.
Can the answer be both, Steiny? That's called emotion.
Sure.
That's called a roller coaster. I felt both of those things, and I feel it now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry put on a show last night. Do you feel like it's more likely that the Warriors can get a guy in here to give the Warriors a shot at winning another title? Or do you think, after watching that, boy, I hope he doesn't want out, because his single-minded goal is to start playing in more games like that where he can have fun and he's got a realistic chance to win. The other thing is, how realistic do the Warriors have this year in terms of winning and how many games? 888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry, another reminder of his greatness over the weekend. And my question to Warrior fans is, okay, now what? Now what? Because the season's coming up. What do you do, if anything? How do you play it? Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Curry nothing.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Oh, appreciate it, Moses.
He deserved it.
Does he deserve a contract extension, Moses?
He deserved
Moody?
It.
Got to figure that out. A lot to figure out with the Warriors. I tell you one thing I was thinking about, and I shudder, and I'm a little afraid to even bring it up. But that's what I got to do. I'm not advocating for it, but you know, I tend to look at things big picture, 360, rather than just through one lens, multiple lenses. And one thing I was thinking is, Steph Curry, nice little player, we know that, and gotta get him some help. What if we can't get him help? Would Steph ever say, you know what? Let me think about it. And I was thinking, well, boy, what would, you know, at the trading deadline or next offseason, you know, what could Steph get you? And what I'm getting at is
a gold medal.
After that performance, I don't think Steph Curry's value's ever been higher. He's got two more years left at his deal. What are you laughing at, Evan?
Continue.
He's got two more years left in his deal. Perfect for another team thinking that he could come over and be the guy that puts him over. I mean, I think if you're a GM, Goo, and you watch Curry play the last half of the season, you might have been like, oh, huh, I wonder if he's starting to fit. And now you're saying, woo! You know what? Maybe the Lakers say, you know what? You want Anthony Davis? You want Anthony Davis for Curry? Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm just saying.
It's like if you're married and your spouse, you're like, that's my wife.
It might not be up to
you. That's how Joe Lacob's doing it, not shopping them.
It might not be up to you. It's up to the chef.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, I didn't like any of his lexicon all this whole summer with the Olympics.
Exactly.
He fired the shot and then shots and then backed it up, man. So, again, back to how we started the show real quick. The world was watching more than the NBA world was. I mean, you know, we had the NBA world and then the world. And that's why what he did on the stage Saturday morning was just incredible. But, Stonnie, I'm never going to believe marketing is not a warrior because of Brandon Pajemski or Jonathan Kuminga. That's just me. Because you don't turn around if Utah was down on marketing like all our so-called experts on the YouTube chat and the text line were saying and turn around and give them $227 million. That's just me. But, my gosh, what bothers me is if they do get off to a slow start, you really can't get help. You got to go through the down times to be able to be a candidate to get help. Like this with Pete. Oh my gosh.
You're really giving Joe Lacob a break.
I feel like if we were in court, there's innuendos, but there's no factual on concrete evidence that someone snitched. And that means basically you can't put that jacket on anybody unless you got paperwork. And we do not know if Danny Ainge is going to go from giving $227 million to marketing or giving it to him because they couldn't get pods and the benefits of having him on his rookie deal.
The reason they didn't give him the money earlier was because they didn't want to give him the money and then have him worry about getting traded during the season. So I firmly believe Danny Ainge would have traded Lauri Markkanen, but he didn't like the deals he was getting, and he didn't like the deal he was getting from the Warriors, which is fine. It's fine. But I absolutely believe the Warriors could have gotten Markkanen, and I'm not saying they should have. It would have been a bad trade, yeah. I think. I really do. But in light of what Curry just did, where's your mind at?
And somebody just brought up Go Money. Dennis on the YouTube chat, the All-Star game is here. So those same cast of characters that Curry were teammates with, they'll be all in the building. You do not want to have a stinky record at that time.
Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, doing pretty good, but, I think Steph can draw another star here, man. Like, he's done already. Like, you see that jump shot still floating in the air, still going in the hoop, man. Like, at the end of the day, of course, like, Lauri Markkanen, yeah, I would love to have him, but Pajemski coming in too valuable. But at the end of the day, man, Steph's still a top five player, and anybody would be lucky to play with him, man, because when your team loses, you won't get the blame. You'll get the blame. And you're always going to be, like, freaking open. You're not going to have a bunch of dudes draped on. You see triple teams and quadruple teams he'd be facing, even in the Olympics. Like, that guy, like, he just creates so much room for anybody, man. If you're a driver of a hole like a Zion or something, you'll have all that room to dunk, you know? So at the end of the day, he's an all-around player, and I love it. He's going to draw another superstar here. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Well, time's running out, Antonio.
And I fundamentally disagree with something Antonio said.
Possibly.
If they get a second star here and it doesn't get done, Curry will get the blame. No, he won't. Well,
especially after
the second
that.
Guy will get the blame.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially after what he just did. Joe Dwyer like, hey, it ain't me, y'all. Only guy on the Team USA's team that did make the playoffs. Brought you home. Yeah.
It is pretty incredible, though. Like, there was only one All-NBA player on the Olympic team from this past season that was first-team All-NBA. You know who it was?
Giannis.
Well, he wasn't didn't play for Team USA. Well,
but I'm going to sit this one out.
It's got
go ahead, Stoney. It's on you.
Yep.
Dude, they are mad in Boston.
That's a shame.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
By the way, Kerr won a gold medal, if anybody out there realizes it. What kind of idiots are going to criticize a guy after he wins a gold medal?
Rotations.
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something about the phrase rotations.
That was bad, Giannis.
When you say you don't like the rotations, you know what it tells me?
Give it
you
to
don't
me.
Know what you're talking about. You don't.
Well, you're talking to Draymond now.
Yeah, sure.
He doubled down on the rotations.
Yes. Rotations means you're going to use a hackneyed phrase. Or how about this one? Why don't you like Kerr? Halftime adjustments. Oh, yeah, make halftime. Okay. What should he have done? Well, I don't know. He just didn't make any adjustments. Okay. All right. That means you're not really sure what's going on.
And for so much of Kerr's career, he didn't have to make any, Stoney. They were up 20.
Exactly. Yeah. So, 888-957-9570 is the number. And, boy, what's Steph Curry thinking on that plane?
That's real.
From Paris, where he just put on a show, where he just won a gold medal. He just showed the world that he's still on top of his game. Now he's on a flight back to the Bay. 11 hours is that flight. Actually, it's a little more because usually you're running into a headwind in that direction. So let's say it's a 12-hour flight. And he just got done playing with LeBron, KD, Book, Tatum.
Bam.
Right now he's over Des Moines somewhere thinking,
I'm out.
I got to go see Draymond. Pajemski.
He saw Draymond in Paris.
Yeah.
Wiggins. Kuminga. Trace Jackson Davis.
It's real.
Buddy Hield.
Slow-mo.
Oh, boy.
That's his, those are
talk
his guys.
About a letdown.
Man.
Who's to say he's not going to come into camp PO'd?
You mean motivated?
What have you left me with here? In Golden State. I don't know. Seemed awful chummy with those superstars.
Well, go get one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Bron.
Lakers not willing to pay the price.
Durant.
Yeah.
Get them all.
Exactly.
Exactly. This man.
Exactly.
Maybe the whole fits. I know there's no Clay. I keep saying it, Sonny. I got to take that out of the equation. But when he joined us not too long ago before the Olympics, no Draymond suspension. Maybe that's like acquiring a player.
You know what's funny?
Having him act right.
Carter just found his plane, by the way. Apparently he's descending.
One more time, please.
Carter Chickering, producer extraordinaire, also geographic expert, apparently, found Steph Curry's plane, and he's currently descending.
By the way, and listen, it's like George Costanza when he had the girlfriend with a pretty large nose, and he said, you know, I don't want to see the nose. I don't want to think about the nose, but when I see her, I think about the nose. I think about the nose. And I don't know why when Steph Curry was putting on a show, I thought about Draymond Green. I can't tell you why. But yeah.
He was
you know
in
what
the
I
crowd.
Thought of? You know what I thought of? If Draymond Green watched that weekend of basketball from his teammate, he ought to be ashamed. If he's got a modicum of introspection, he should feel pretty lousy.
Shocked you talking to me.
That's right, Draymond. I'm talking to you. And I think, I mean, how can Draymond Green watch Steph Curry Saturday and not feel like, man, have I messed things up the last couple years?
He's not programmed that way. I get you.
Okay, what about coming in? What about coming into this year? What about coming into this year? If I'm Draymond Green and I just see what Steph Curry did, I gotta feel like I owe that guy something.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. Well, that's why I thought about Draymond Green. That's why I thought about Draymond Green.
He went to support him.
He went to ridicule Gobert.
Yeah, well, he did
not
that too.
To support Steph.
Yeah.
By the way,
hey man,
what's he doing?
It ain't riding coattails because that's his brother, but he did help his family. Stoney, we ain't talked about it. We don't have all the facts, but the Curry family, they got into it without Steph trying to get to their car after the ceremony, and Draymond was arguing with
Draymond
security.
Was arguing.
No, he was coming to help aid Aisha and the kids, but man.
Okay. Tell me the story because I haven't heard this.
So the ceremony
gold
was
medal
over.
Ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Curry's doing this thing with the players, and Aisha and the family and Sonya Curry had a car waiting for him. It was across the street.
All right.
But the police were they put their foot down about people crossing the street, and they were Aisha and moms let them know that was their car, and basically the police guy was like, we don't care, you can't get over there, and then somehow they came in touch with the young child. And then, by all accounts, all reports, Aisha was in tears. And then Draymond showed up, and then he was having words with the policeman about how, you know, you're doing too much in regard to preventing us from just getting over to the car, which is across the street.
So the security guard did not want Steph and those guys to the car.
Steph was nowhere around. Oh, it was okay. Aisha and family trying to get to their driver, their car.
Didn't something happen with Aisha in Cleveland one year?
You are right.
During the NBA Finals?
That was heckling and, you know, stuff with fans. You know what? It may have been something to that effect, but you hate to hear stuff like that. Damian Lee was there, Steph's brother-in-law.
A lot of hangers-on.
Well, they're family.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
By the way, he signed again, I think, with Phoenix. Didn't he?
He missed a big portion of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hair long. You got the dreads?
Yeah, it's all...
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Remember I asked TJD, you got a fresh cut? Stoney was like, what the F are you talking about? He trimmed it down, though.
Let's hear a little bit from Steph Curry, right. The hero of the Olympics.
Got a little out of sorts down the stretch, turned the ball over, taking quick shots, and obviously that was a big shot down or up three to put us up six that kind of settled everything, and then the rhythm, the avalanche came, and thankfully the other three went in, but that was an unbelievable moment. I've been blessed to play basketball at a high level for a very long time. I don't know, this ranks very, very high in terms of the excitement and the sense of relief getting to the finish line.
What about when...
Wow. He said it ranks high. Where are you going? He got four rings now.
What about the practice when Draymond punched Poole?
Oh, boy.
Not up there? It's not up there? I got to believe it's that and it's game four against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Those, to me, are the two big boys for Steph Curry. Man. Can he do it for the Warriors is the question.
He didn't do it last year. Not blaming him. That's, you know, we got PTSD, Stoney. Warrior fans experience no playoffs. That, my friend, cannot happen again. It just can't.
Well, and that's what I find very interesting is they didn't make the playoffs with just Steph last year. And if you look at this upcoming team, they might be better. They might be. But... are they really going to be good enough to make some serious noise without getting Steph more help?
Man.
And I do think, I don't think it's a connection like from point A to point B goo, but I do think after watching Curry, the last couple weeks and seeing how much fun he's having and how high a level he is still playing at, I think we've got to be open to anything can happen at this point. And when he said things change quickly,
go ahead.
Things change quickly. And I agree. There's a big difference between where you're starting out 8-3 and starting out 3-8, starting out 6-7, 7-6. I think we've got to play this year out, or at least the start of the season, because I do think a lot is on the table this year.
I appreciate that honesty, and let me introduce to you all the new scoreboard for the Warriors this season. it's the Steph Curry scoreboard. Mm-hmm. How is he feeling? But on top of that, let me be selfish, and you tell me what you think for Steph Curry. All basketball fans lost last year by Steph not being able to make the playoffs. Donnie, people just lose sight of that. He didn't play one damn playoff game. And I know, oh, you got to earn it. But we know it's bigger than him. And I'm not saying he's perfect. But the bottom line is, you think he wants to sit around and watch his brothers compete for a chip? At least give me a round. He was not, like, the NBA is losing with no Steph Curry, which we all know now what he still has. I never doubted it. But that wasn't in the playoffs. Just think about it from that. If you're Adam Silver, like, damn, what can I do? Can I cheat to get you guys in? We need number 30 in the playoffs. So I know he's sitting there sipping a mimosa. That was yesterday. Telling his wife or whoever will listen. That's why he fired those shots. Like, I cannot, at the end, not make the playoffs. My brain can't take that. We ain't got to win it, but give us a 7-game series, damn it. Give us a couple rounds, and that's on Joe Lacob. And that's why I said I thought he gave the team an ultimatum, and I won't back down from that. If his ass ain't happy because they ain't doing diddly squat, Stoney, we're going to start hearing stuff, man.
Yeah, I never view it like that. Oh, the NBA needs Steph Curry to be in the playoffs.
They'll never say it.
NBA history is littered with great players who didn't make the playoffs certain years. There's some guys that didn't make, like Pete Maravich, who's considered one of the most exciting players in the history of the game. He was never in the playoffs. We need Pete Maravich. I'm just saying, like, if your team's not good enough, your team's not good enough. And that doesn't mean Curry's not good enough. It means the team wasn't good enough last year. Yeah. So it's up to Joe Lacob to turn around this 5-year period of not making the playoffs 3 of 5 years. They got to figure out a way to make the playoffs this upcoming season. Yeah. And my question to Warrior fans is, you know, did they do enough in the offseason to make that jump? And if they didn't, how do they figure this out? Steve's in Castro Valley. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey.
Doing well.
Quick question. Well, first of all, I think they did get supporting staff and the young guys having a season under their belt to probably be barely in the playoffs. But do you guys think having Steph with KD in Paris and Draymond there, is there any chance KD might come back? And if so, what would we have to give up for him? Thanks, guys.
And I had to correct myself. Whatever it is, Donnie, I said to you, what did you say, 3 first, blah, 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 such and such. And I was like, man, if you could get Kevin Durant back to this, that would – I mean, you talk about night and day. Shout out to Albie Shore. But, man, Stoney – by any – but would Phoenix be willing to give him up?
I would if
they
I were Phoenix.
They assembled that talent with Beal, Booker, and Kevin Durant, and you get swept.
At least they made the playoffs with those three guys.
I'm going to shut up after that.
I mean, do you – yeah, I mean, would you give up Wiggins? You're going to have to give up somebody making $25 million because KD makes a ton. But would you give up Wiggins, Kuminga, Pajemski? And 2 or 3 firsts for Kevin Durant?
An hour ago, I said something different, Stoney. I would do that, and that would be me showing the chef we were all in, bud, until the end.
Would you do that, Warrior fans, to get Durant back for a couple years?
Well, would you do it, Stoney?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even think about it?
No, I wouldn't.
Is it the picks or the players more so?
It's the picks more so. It's the picks more so.
I would do it.
You guys know that to me, the one thing that the Warriors have in their control, the one thing they do have in their control is to not be empty-handed when Curry leaves. That's the one thing they have in their control.
Do you think they're empty-handed now? I think it's TBD, but I'm ready to bet no. By the time Kuminga and Pods pop, if they do, Curry will be long gone.
Oh, I'm talking about the picks.
I got you.
I do not want to be a non-playoff team in 2026.
Then you're not all in, Stoney.
That's right. Oh. I'm not all in. I'm absolutely not all in.
Damn.
I do not want to be, because I've seen it. I've seen it with the Warriors. 35-47, and we don't have a draft pick. I mean, look at this year. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't have a pick.
Quinn Post.
So the bottom line is that was there a player there that could have helped him? I don't know. Maybe not. Wasn't a great draft. There were people saying it wasn't a great draft. We'll see. But all I'm saying is the idea of mortgaging the future, maybe it changed with some fans over the last week or two after seeing what Steph Curry did in Paris. Let's go to Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. Great to hear you guys. I mean, my concern is that, and Steiny, I'm with you, man. I don't think we have to just give the entire bank for the future, and that's my concern. But at the same time, I'm just worried about, you know, how many more years does Steph have? And just making sure that it's going to happen. I mean, there's only like maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years left at the most. But how are we, and it's just one of those things, like how are we going to be able to satisfy, you know, Steph and just making sure that we're going to still stay relevant until we actually hit that, I don't want to say recession, but I mean, it's going to be a recession no matter what once Steph is gone. It's just a scary thought of like, you know, we're not going to go into full rebuild mode, but maybe, I mean, at that same time, we're probably going to. Klay's gone. Steph's going to be gone soon. And then Dre's going to be gone as well. After that, you have, you know, you're looking at Kuminga, you're looking at Pods, you know, Moody. I'm just a little curious, like, how are we going to, those first round picks obviously come into play, but where are we going to be with those first round picks? And that's why I was just more curious, like, why didn't we go for, you know, a little bit harder trying to find like a replacement, if you want to say, for Steph for the future. So that's all I got to say, guys. Yeah, thank you.
And that
made me think of Wiseman, the pick, not the person, the picks, Donnie. Imagine had that popped.
Imagine had that been a better draft.
Or, but bottom line, imagine if you were getting contributions and maybe that player was knocking on the door to be an all-star. That changes everything about life after Curry. If the Warriors paid the price to get that pick, but it was also they had an excuse. There was an injury. And they just imagine had that been just a serviceable player, the future would be so much better. The field would be.
There were serviceable players.
Oh, man.
Was there a superstar? I don't know, depending on what you think of LaMelo Ball or Tyrese Halliburton. But, like, I don't – like, sometimes you get a high pick and the draft isn't very good, and that's just the way that goes. Mm. The Spurs had the number one pick a year ago, and there was a superstar there.
Man.
A bona fide superstar.
We had a great game Saturday.
The Hawks had the first pick this year and the Wizards second. There were no bona fide superstars, at least not – ready-made. So I can't blame the Hawks and the Wizards for not getting a guy like Wembanyama if a guy like Wembanyama didn't happen to be in the draft that they were drafting one or two.
I hear you. It still falls under bad luck that maybe that player wasn't there when they had that pick.
What do you mean bad luck?
You know, you said the draft didn't have much outside of Halliburton and LaMelo Ball, who I love both players, but I'll give you that. The bottom line is it still didn't pop for him.
It didn't pop for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Didn't pop for Cleveland with Isaac Okoro. Didn't really pop with Atlanta with Onyeka. All right, we got to go. I see Bill, Kevin, May. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Does the Warriors situation take on a little more urgency after you saw Steph Curry put on a spectacular show yesterday in Paris? What's coming up next on The Game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.